Okay, we got a million people in this room, so everybody's got to sing the Loveline jingle if you want to remain. So here we go. One, a two, and a one, two, three, four.
Loveline!
I'd just like to say one of our guests tonight is Chad Allen, who is one of the stars of Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman. Let's hear it for Chad. All right.
Woo!
Hey, Chad, the name of your character, tell everybody who you are.
Matthew Cooper. Show takes place in 1867. This right. Saturday night's the best one we've ever had. Watch it.
What time? What time?
8 o'clock?
And you're Jane Seymour's son on the
Dr.
show.
Son.
But in real life, it wouldn't be a bad dessert, would it, Chad?
No, not at all.
So, okay, are you guys going?
No, we're getting some soda.
Oh, okay. All right, X in my hands. We'll see you later.
Can I just say, Ernestine, the answer to your questions are, how old are you? 37. Are you married? No. And is Bernard really gay? No.
Okay, and we got some more faxes at 818-213-5201-FAX. Hey, Peter Hook. Hookie.
Yeah.
The other day, my band Incision was playing to a sold-out crowd in my garage. One person commented...
Is the car in or out?
Huh?
Was the car in?
It doesn't say. One person commented to our horror that we sounded like Joy Division. What should we do? Shane and Brendan from Northridge, California.
I'd lock yourselves in a darkened room and masturbate furiously.
Again, it says, P.S. Convince K-Rock that Joy Division released more than just Love Will Tear Us Apart.
Whoa, who cares? It's any slight inroad.
Okay, hello, Peter. This is actually, like, typed, Peter. So we have somebody who has a typewriter that listens. Johnny Lee says, I didn't want to call in because I don't have a love problem, but I'd just like to say that you have been the greatest influence in my life for the last 4 years.
You poor devil. I think you should call in straight away.
My band came together in 1989 after Technique was released. We called ourselves Substance.
Ooh.
I spent the last 4 years studying the way you guys write your songs. We also were probably the only live playing New Order cover band. We could play songs like Perfect Kiss that you would have to sequence. After a while, we finally wrote our own songs. Let's see, is there anything else to this? We broke up.
Yay!
Just 1 week before your release of Regret. But through it all, one song helped us last. Bizarre Love Triangle. We know it inside and out. And now with your new album coming out, it hides the memories of once a great could-have-been band. And I'd like to say thank you.
You're welcome, man.
Okay, and I'd like to say...
again, let's go.
I'd like to say thank you for the facts. And one more, and then we'll get back to the calls here. Hi, Peter Hook and the Loveline audience. Okay, that's all she said, except she also wants me to plug our contest, Ann, you know, where we're having people be guest love doctors with the celebrities who are on the show.
Okay.
So we'll do that later on. Vicky from Pasadena, thank you.
In fact, you're going to call one of the winners for tomorrow night.
We aren't, but you want to do that? We'll do that at the end of the show.
Whatever you say.
Okay. Anyway, we're going blindly to the lines now, Peter, because...
Can I just say, sure. To my faceless fun, don't worry about it, love.
Okay, that's a fax you're reading, right?
Yeah, it's very nice handwriting.
Okay, now we're going blindly to the phones because we've had so many bogus calls thanks to our screeners. Let's give a round of applause for our screeners. Boo!
All the screeners are in, eh? Boozing.
Anyway, LA 1 or 2, Orange County. Rob, why have there been so many bogus calls tonight?
They haven't been bogus.
No. How many people think there have been a lot of bogus calls tonight?
No, not with me. I've never had a bogus call.
Yeah, right. Well, with Scott then.
Yes.
Anyway, LA 1 or 2, Orange County 1 or 2, or Valley 1 or 2, Peter?
What, mate? I'm sorry, I was just reading Mai's fax there.
Okay, you picked the line.
Second one.
L.A. 1, or, L.A. 2, Valley 2, or Orange County 2?
Valley 2. I like the Valley.
All right. Okay, hi, you're on Loveline. And by the way, if you get through on unscreened Loveline, keep the radio turned down. Who is this?
This is BB.
BB?
Yeah.
Oh, this sounds real. BB, how old are you?
I'm 19.
From what city?
Sun Valley.
Sun Valley?
Yeah.
Okay, you're on Loveline.
Sun Valley, doop-de-doop.
On 106.7 K-Rock. With
cool.
Peter Hook from New Order. Say hi to Peter.
What's up, Peter?
Nothing at the moment, mate. Until that bourbon of grass off your uniform gets in.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just wondering because I know a girl who I really like, and I'm not sure what I should do because I'm not sure if she really likes me.
Now, you know, a friend of mine told me last week, right, I was in Piccadilly Gardens, and he said the best advice he ever received from a friend was you walk up to a girl and you say, any chance?
Really?
Any chance, and it worked.
You've actually tried that?
No, I said my friend. A very good friend of mine tried it, and it worked.
Hey, poor man.
Yeah.
Welcome back, man.
Thanks, dude.
So there you go. Go up to her and say, oh, excuse me. Go up to her and say, any chance?
Hey, poor man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you phoned up for me.
Are you listening?
The two-timing devil.
Are you listening to his advice?
No, is he hell?
No. Okay, go.
No.
He said two words.
Get him off.
All right, let's go move on. That was your choice. Now I'll pick
the
line.
I
feel
well.
I feel very good vibrations for LA1. Hi, who's this? Hello?
Hey, Ron?
Yeah, you're on Loveline right now. So turn the radio down, all right?
All right.
Okay.
Well, this is Jerry from Mondo.
And how old are you, Jerry?
16.
Okay, you're on Loveline with Peter Hook of New Order.
What's up?
Nothing until that bit with the grasshopper uniform gets it. I might have said that before, but I'm very repetitious.
because it's on your mind, and you've got her phone number, too.
It's like your poor man last night with...
With the masturbation calls?
No. While you're looking at
Kari's breasts. They were phenomenal. Anyway, go ahead. Tell us your love problem.
All right,
they were huge and juicy and so fun.
Hey, I did a video on the Baywatch set tonight. You should have seen that.
Oh, that's cool. Did you see
David Hasselhoff doing a cameo appearance? It was wild. It's great.
No one
believes me.
So you saw some nice nuts.
I saw her... I've seen some nice nuts tonight.
go ahead, man.
All right, well, here's the situation. This girl, Michelle, me and her were going out for about a year, and we broke up. But while we were going out, me and her best friend, Carrie, we, started kind of getting close, and, well...
That's not my mate's wife, is it, you're talking about, by any chance?
Well...
Go on, sorry, I'm sorry.
She... While I was going out with this girl Michelle, she told me to, break up with her, and she would break up with her boyfriend, and, well, obviously I did, and, we've been going out on the weekends, and Michelle's been coming along with her. Well, here's the problem. I want to, totally kiss her and everything, but it's kind of uncomfortable with, her there.
So you want to go after the other girl?
Yeah.
Even though you've already been doing the spit swapping with the other one?
Yeah.
What a guy.
So, what should I do?
Well, now you're still going out with the one?
I don't understand the question.
No, I broke up. I broke up with her.
Oh, I see. And you want to go for the other one, but you can't when your ex-girlfriend's there.
I understand.
Then you got to call her up. You just got to call her up separately and say, hey, listen, I feel awkward with this other girl around.
That's the best bit of advice you come out with tonight, poor man.
It took an hour and 18 minutes.
Not bad. It's a record.
Okay, you got her number, right?
Yeah.
Got to call her, man.
All right.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Poor man for president.
Thank you. Thank you. 96.
Later.
Just as long as they don't investigate my past life, we're fine.
God, no.
Okay, Dr. Drew, your turn on unscreened Loveline.
LA1.
LA1 again?
Yeah.
Okay, remember, keep your radio down. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Mike.
Mike, how old are you?
25.
From what city, Mike?
From Signal Hill.
Signal Hill? Turn on the radio and tell us your love problem with Peter Hook of New Order, 106.7 K-Rock.
Yeah, I just, basically along the same line as the last call, I guess.
Nice choice, Dr. Drew. You want to go out with an ex-girlfriend's friend?
No, it's, goes a little deeper than that. I go along, lines, I just got out of the Marine Corps a little bit ago.
So you saw a lot of naked guys. Were there any gay people in the military that you noticed?
Oh, yeah. And it's not the drug-free Navy Marine Corps that you hear about, either.
Really?
But,
that's very reassuring.
Come on, get on with it. I'm going to fall asleep in a minute.
Am I boring?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
What it goes along is I attract the wrong kind of girls, ones that I'm not interested, aren't interested in me, and the ones that I'm interested in.
I don't think you should knock it if you attract anybody these days. Jesus.
But what if you don't get along with those ones?
I don't know. It's just nice that you've got that magnetic attraction, you lucky devil.
I would say just keep hanging in. You'll eventually mesh with somebody that's attracted to you. I mean, don't.
He has to beat him off, and he's moaning. I don't know.
Don't decrease your standards. I don't think, and just keep going out meeting people.
What's wrong with the ones you meet?
They're attracted. I set off an image, like I said, I just got out of the Marine Corps, I set off an image, I'm 220 pounds with, I bodybuild, and
have you got
they're attracted
uniform?
To that, I'm not attracted to.
So okay. Basically you fit the traditional model of a jarhead.
Exactly.
Why don't you change your image? Change how you look.
Because that's not me. You know, I'd be following the wrong type of image. I'm trying to be myself.
Well, what kind of girl likes a guy who looks like a Marine?
I don't look like a... I've been out for a year now.
Well, what kind of girl do you feel you attract by being this muscle-bound, you know, short-haired, sort of like, you know...
Obviously the wrong ones.
Yeah, but I mean, what... I mean,
what kind of girl does he want to attract? What kind of girl do you want to attract?
I guess the shyer type, not so bold, but the...
The ones who will shyly open their legs.
Oh, dear.
Well, it comes along with that.
You just want one who's a little bit more feminine, and not feminine in the sense feminine, but the one who's
passive.
Let's go.
Passive.
Woman, a real problem.
Why don't you? Passive at all. That's a big turnoff.
Why don't you rely on your friends to introduce you to people? It sounds like you're going on bars, that kind of thing.
That's what I'm trying to avoid. That's the type of woman that I'm attracting.
I understand. Why don't you try to have network with your friends, have people set you up with people, meet more people, stay out of the nightclub and bar scene, and just you'll meet different kind of people.
Yeah.
No, dude, don't worry about it, man. It'll be okay. You know, you're just going through a rut right now. Not everybody meets people all the time. Dude, don't bum. Don't bum. You listen, you always have Rosie Palm. You can always spank the monkey, you know, and dream about the ones you want. Like last night, I went home. I had a terrific masturbation session thinking about Kari's breasts.
Kari?
Remember the girl who got naked on the show last night?
Give him the finger. Come on.
I was at school last night.
Oh, dude, you didn't even catch the show. See, now you're bumming me out. Anyway, you'll meet somebody. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Okay, boy, you know, he's so riveting, too, man. That guy was just a ball of fire.
Oh,
that on-screen love line is just great. Okay.
What should we talk about now?
Okay, oh, Poor Man, good to have you back. We got a fax to Peter and Poor Man from James R. McCurdy. Peter, the age of consent in Britain for heterosexual sex is 16, but for homosexual sex, the age of consent is 21.
I know that, yeah.
Did you know that?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Wow, how weird. Okay. Peter, where are you going now? L.A. 1 or 2, Orange County 1 or 2, or Valley 1?
Orange County 1, please.
Orange County 1. Okay. Hi, who's this?
Aaron.
Aaron, how old are you, Aaron?
15.
From what city?
Orange.
And you're on Love Line with Peter Hook of New Order, 106.7 K-Rock.
Hello, love.
You like New Order?
Yeah.
You do? Turn down the radio because you can hear our little delay, okay?
Okay.
And everybody who gets through, if it rings, make sure the radio is turned down because we can answer at any moment.
Okay.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Do you have a love problem? Hello? Oh, okay, that's good.
Oh, she's bottled out. I don't
know. Nice choice.
Thank you. This is Orange County 2, please.
Okay. For 100. Hello?
Hello?
You know, boy, this segment is riveting. This on-screen stuff is just a ball of fire. I can feel
who
the ratings
of this?
Just... It was me. Well, you were complaining because we had so many bogus calls in the first segment, huh?
Hey, shut up talking. Let's get on with it.
Okay. Who's this?
This is Philip.
Huh?
Philip.
He's definitely.
How old are you, Philip?
14.
From what city?
Yorba Linda.
Okay, Philip, you ready to tell us your love problem? The radio turned down. You ready to go?
Yeah, I don't really have a love problem. I just wanted to say hi to Peter, and I like the band.
None of our fans have love problems. Have you noticed?
I know. None of them.
It's great, isn't it?
Tell Peter what you think of New Order.
I think they're rad. They rule.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Pete.
Right.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, now it's my turn. I'm going to pick one that'll be brilliant. You
sure.
Watch. Valley 1. I have a good gut feeling. Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hi, who's it? Yeah.
Try again.
It's your brother.
Yeah, excuse me. We'll move on. Hold on. Okay, let's... Orange County one. Hi, who's this?
Jonathan.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Jonathan.
Yeah, sorry, Jonathan. Accidental. Okay, one more here. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Amanda.
Amanda?
Yeah.
Now, Amanda sounds like she's got... You have a love problem, right?
Yeah.
And you're how old?
I'm 13.
From what city?
With
Fontana.
Love problem,
from Fontana?
Yeah.
Okay, say hi to Peter Hook and tell us your love problem.
Hi, Peter.
Hello, darling.
Hi. I was on Love Line a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to say hi. But anyways, I have a problem. See, I have a boyfriend now. Mm-hmm. And this one guy that I was really good friends with him. And, he wants me to scam with him now. I was like, I can't do that. I can't cheat on my
scam
boyfriend.
What does scam mean?
Scam means like go for him, like, you know, getting a little physical.
So he's your friend and he wants to become your boyfriend.
Well,
yeah.
But she has a boyfriend.
I have a boyfriend. And now he's threatening to kick his butt.
The guy who wants you to scam with him is threatening to kick your boyfriend's butt.
Yeah, he said, if you don't scam with me, then I'm going to go jack up your boyfriend.
Can you not tell anyone that's bigger than him?
What?
Can you not tell anybody that's bigger than him that you, if he kicks your boyfriend's butt, they'll kick his butt?
Yeah.
No, you can. I'll send the Salford lot down, don't worry about it. Oh, it's all gone quiet. Oh, there you go.
Oh, there he is, right there, ready to kick your butt. Hey, listen, stay with your boyfriend and tell your boyfriend the problem, and then he'll kick that guy's butt.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. But don't, if you don't want to go for it, screw it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay. What are we going to do here? This on-screen stuff is just riveting.
OC1.
OC1? Okay, Drew's turn.
OC2.
Oh, okay. Hi, who's this?
This is Linda.
Linda, how old are you, Linda?
19.
From what city?
Rowan Heights.
Okay, and you're on Loveline with Peter Hook of New Order. Let's hear it for Peter Hook from New Order. Ladies.
Thank you, you are too kind.
With a room full of people and coronas. Go ahead.
Is Chad Allen still there?
Oh, Chad Allen is still here.
I have a comment for him.
Okay, do you know Chad?
Yes.
Have you gotten? Is this the girl who was eating with us last Friday?
No.
Oh, okay, another one of Chad's many women.
I think he's the most finest guy on the TV.
You're the finest guy on TV, Chad. What's the name of Chad's character again on the show?
That is my problem.
What?
You forgot it.
But I know everybody else on there, but he's
What's
cute.
Your character? What? What's your
Amanda.
Character?
Amanda.
Matthew Cooper.
Okay.
Her name is Linda, and she's 19, Chad. Would you like to talk to her off the air? You might as well. You're not on the show. You might as well scam a little. Okay, hold on, all right?
Go for it.
Okay, and that's the only reason you called?
Yes.
All right, nice choice, Dr. Drew. Nice. Oh, man. This is just a riveting segment. I've never heard such great calls. Huh? You want to put four on at once?
See if we get something good out of it.
Oh, dude, that's
if we don't get moving, I'm going to have to go for a wee.
You want to go for a wee?
I'm dying for a wee.
Why don't you take a piss, and what we'll do is we'll... excuse me while we take care of biology. Peter Hook needs to go pee. Why don't... somebody wanted to hear Love Vigilante from
That'd
your...
That'd be nice, yeah.
From the... is it Low Life?
Yep, and I'll tell you what it's all about when I get back.
Okay, Love Vigilante, we'll play that, take care of some commercials, and be back with at least one more segment of Loveline. 106.7 K-Rock, Peter Hook, bass player of New Order, is running to take a pee after his friend Corona induced him.